stick around. We got the TNT Hour coming up, and this is our new theme song with Don Nikoloff producing it. It's a fabulous new song. Stick around. I'll be right back. You want the news, so come get some. Gentlemen, it's good to be here with you. This beautiful, well, I guess a beautiful day before Christmas. So we're all excited. We got the family here, and we're looking forward to Christmas. Happy, happy holidays out there, folks! And thank you for tuning in to BBS Radio on the day before Christmas. We hope this is a nice new show for you. It's called the TNT Hour, or the Trusted News Trader Hour. And it is based around the blogs that are posted on the Trusted News Trader. Now, the Trusted News Trader is an interesting blog forum that we actually started out the entire corporation with. It was really about blog in service, a blog in service to others. And it steadily grew into what it is now, and that's the original TNT board. So we're going to start reading a little bit of news that's posted on this TNT board, and see what kind of flavor it gives us for Christmas. Now, Zany Mystic, with a fireside chat, he loves to make a lot of posts on the TNT board, and we thank him for it, because his posts are among the best that are ever posted here. The first one here talks about FDA plots to dissolve labeling requirement for irradiated foods. Basically, the King, it talks about a news target report that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has decided to relax its stance on food labeling to allow some foods which have been irradiated to be labeled as pasteurized instead. Oh, yeah, it sounds like what they're doing with the peanuts. You guys heard about that, right? Peanuts have to go through their own process now, and they don't even have to post the fact that it's not really peanuts any longer. So this is just more of the same old crap. They're just trying to put everything into vague understandings and really throw everything out the door as far as health and nutritional products these days. They're really wiping out our nutritional products. And this is really more of the same, to make sure that people are sick, they don't get the vitamins and nutrition they need, and that they'll be going to the darn medical societies more often. That's big pharma for you, and it's all part of the established New World Order agenda to keep people sick, use you as a battery, and make sure they make every bloody dollar they can as you're tapped. No, this is just a little bit more of the same. It's a good article. You should spend a little time reading it. We do have something here by Mad Dog. Of course, Mad Dog's me, folks. I'm Mad Dog. The reason I'm Mad Dog is because I'm mad as hell and I won't take it anymore. And that's why I start posting the way I do. And I post a lot of stuff up there. So if you ever have time to read things, I love to post. And they're all posted on the TNT board. A lot of it's stuff that really deserves your attention. A great article by the USA Daily Excellent article, folks. You know, some of these media companies are horrible. In fact, most. I don't like the BBC, CBS. Wow, almost had a caller. It might even have been me calling myself. But this USA Daily article is just fantastic. It was written by Larry Fester, and it talks about Ron Paul winning by a landslide. I love this article. One of the finest articles I've actually seen in a while. It talks about Ron Paul and why he will win by a landslide, mainly because he has the goods. The people are behind him, and the rest of them are broke, sorry people that shouldn't be running for the president of the United States. It talks about the fact that other media companies are spending way too much time trying to prop up these other Mickey Mouse candidates, and they're not giving Ron Paul a fair shake. And Ron Paul has not only proved he deserves it, but he deserves it more than any of the other candidates because he's flying by them, and they can't even touch him now. So what they're going to do about it, hard to say. But he's really out there now, and he's taking everybody by storm. If it's a fair and balanced election, he'll win hands down. And that's basically what he's stating. Good on you, Larry Fester. I think you're right. Again, that was a USA Daily report. So check that out. That's on the Trusted News Trader on the TNT board. Another one. You know, this is a message from Matthew Ward. Susan Ward's mother channels this information from her son who passed away many years ago, a decade plus. And out of all the channelings that I read, Matthew Ward's channelings tend to be, to me, probably, in my opinion, the most accurate. Because they ring with me. I read them. I don't find any fault in them. I don't see dates that lie. I don't see stuff that tries to hide things. But in the flow of the information, it just tends to be, in my opinion, true. And it's not inaccurate, as many of these channelings are. In fact, I don't think there's much that you'll find in any of Matthew Ward's channelings that you could say, oh, that's wrong. So take a little time and read Matthew Ward's channelings, MatthewWard.com, and I think you're going to find a lot of it very warming, and it's probably going to ring true for many of you. This article really is talking, it's a long one, but it's really talking about Susan Ward, Matthew Ward, discussing how it's not advantageous to constantly be telling people what to expect and what's coming and giving them all the answers to their questions they're continually asking, because they're really not seeking that information inside. They're seeking it from external sources. And, you know, what can I say? Folks, I mean, I seek my information from external sources too, but if you really want to start finding the truth, you got to start seeking it from within. You got to see, hey, does this stuff fit? Does it really portend of the future? Does it really fit with what is going on in the economy and the religions and throughout the world? Is it the flavor of the people? Is it the flavor of you? Well, this is my flavor. So if you want to know what Mad Dog's flavor is, you want to ask yourself, hey, what kind of channelings does this guy like? Is he this kind of, is he this nutty? Well, you bet I am. Because I love it. And I find it rings with me. So if you really want to know how nutty I am, read Susan Ward's channelings from Matthew Ward. And just know it rings with me, and you get my kind of flavor. Here's to you, Susan. We love you. Matthew, we love you too. Thank you. All right. Let's go on to the next one. This here's a post by Nevin. It's called Swan Song. And he basically is writing that he's going to have to drop out of Net Radio. Hopefully not soon, but he's talking about the end of February. He needs some time. He's moving out to Alabama. And he's one of our hosts on the TNT Hour. And he also does Woodland Star Radio on Sundays at 4 p.m. And he has the TNT Hour Friday at 1. I was speaking to Dr. Campanella the other night, and I told him, Nev, you can't quit. If you're going to go move and you're going to go work, you got to continue doing radio because you're good at it. You have the voice, you have the command and the diction and your dynamics and inflection just make listening to you fabulous. And I said, we're going to lose something very important, very valuable to our network, so we want him to continue. And if you feel the same, email him. Give Nevin an email. Tell him, look, wherever it is you go, keep it up. Don't stop radio. You're way too good at it, and we love you way too much. Now, there's a lot of threads in there. If you want to read them through, that's up to you. We're going to continue on here. Now, I posted something here the other day, and I thought it was outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. I don't know about you folks, but when I'm sitting here drinking a glass of water, and I'm reading something like this, and I see a pipe with a stamp on it that says fluoracidic or whatever acid on it, and some establishment, city establishment, and council members have decided to allow that stuff to drip into your water lines, folks, that's an article you got to read, because I am outraged. They're dripping poisons into us. They're keeping us dumbed down. The same thing was going on in many parts of Europe throughout the various World War I and even World War II and in between. And this has a very specific purpose, this fluoridation of your water. The specific purpose is to screw you up, folks. It has nothing to do with helping your teeth. I mean, it may, but I'll tell you what. I'm not taking the chance that it's killing my kids and my family, dumbing us down, ruining our neurotransmitters, screwing up our bodily functions, screwing up our hormonal balance. This fluoridation of the water is really a way for them to continue this tapping of your battery. In other words, make you sick and earn as much money as they can while you're dying. I'm not very happy with this, and in fact, it made me so angry. I was stunned as to why, if people see this, why aren't they having crowds gathering down at these stations, ripping this stuff right out? Or teams of people saying, look, let's get the whole city, all the community members, let's stand around this thing. Let's take a million pictures and let's just show everybody exactly what's going on here. And start to get that out in the news. Get the community members around these places where they're drugging you and poisoning you and saying, we aren't going to take it, and bringing your family and your kids out and your neighbor's kids and all getting out into these places and demanding that this be stopped. Because it's an outrage. Sorry. When you start fluoridating kids and children and inoculating them under gunpoint and all the other things that they're doing in society today, I found it outrageous. But this is beyond outrageous, because they're doing things that you have no say in, and it's affecting everything. Everything. And when it's done, it's going back into the system and it's sticking around. Okay, enough of that. Enough of my tirade. We're going to something a little bit different. Something a little bit more humorous, I think. You know, Marcus, we love you. Marcus is a guy who likes to post on the TNT board, and I got to tell you, he's right in there with us. He's a little bit nutty, but we love him, and here's something that is just a little bit nutty. It talks about a new clothing fad in Japan. Way to go, Japan. You know, I'll tell you. If you haven't seen the TNT board, you got to see it just for this post. Because I've been looking at these pictures for a long time. Not because I'm seeing any butt or seeing any flesh, but because it looks like I'm seeing a little butt and I'm seeing a little flesh. So, and this is what they're walking around with these days, folks. You really got to look at it. I'll just leave that with you, because it's pretty exciting. Pretty exciting stuff, folks. If they start wearing that in America, I think I'll stick around. You really got to check this out. I mean, it's quite incredible. The fashions there in Japan, they got us whooped. All right, let's move on here. Next article, iTunes, after a year of people using this piece of, all right, let's see. This is Lancifer. We love Lancifer. Lancifer keep posting. He posts some interesting stuff. This one is really a tune here. I think I'm going to let you guys go through it, but it talks about everything's falling to pieces and blah, 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 blah. All right. On to something a little different. Agenda 21 in Urban Planning by none T less than. Well, Improving on the Nazi Past by Susan Beyer. German urban planners have never been as active worldwide as they are today. And Albert Speer is the protagonist in the current success story. The son of the Nazi architect is the same name in preparing a new Olympic bid for Munich as the ear of Moscow's mayor and in designing entire cities for the Chinese. Interestingly enough, I read this article, and it talks more about, I guess, a guy who worked for Hitler, and the son of a man who worked for Hitler, and now he's into helping other countries and other areas develop, I guess, green-type cities, more cities in line with function and design, and yet in a healthy atmosphere that can actually work to build these communities. I got to tell you, I don't find any fault here. I think the guy, you know, you can't blame the sins of the father on the son. You just can't do it. I don't believe in that for a second. And it looks like this individual has spent a lot of time trying to work on various projects that can help build a society rather than break it down. So good on you. Good on you. It's good to see the kids these days growing up, because some of the fathers in the past certainly could have used a little growing up. All right. We're moving on. The next one, of course, again, is by Lancifer. And this one I haven't had a chance to read yet, so we'll just touch on it here. You can read, let's see, it says, as charities launch their annual drive to help the homeless at Christmas, Westminster Council in central London is pursuing plans to ban soup kitchens from its streets. And it has won some surprising support. What does that mean? What does "it has won some surprising support" mean? You know, when you read an article by the BBC, which is really just vocal crap, printed crap, folks, I think the BBS stinks. Stinks. Or the BBC stinks. Just stinks. That's my opinion. Take it for what you want. Stinks. They're like Fox News. Only worse, because they don't have the tarnished reputation. But they're worse. Okay. And when you start saying that they're launching this drive to help homeless at Christmas, but the council feels that they should ban that, and it's won some surprising support. Support from who? I certainly wouldn't support that measure. And if the people in London are supporting that measure, then, folks, these people should be drawn and quartered. Because people during Christmas time deserve to eat. They deserve to live happily. We all do. We all deserve to be happy. But this is just more people trying to make more people unhappy. Oh, we're going to move on. Thank you, Lancifer. Glad you brought that to our attention. It's just another report by the BBC showing it stink, folks. Showing it stink. Okay. And I don't hold any punches here. If you ever want to call in, the line, you can call in. The numbers are toll-free, 877-876-5227. There's a Canadian toll-free number there, which starts with 888. And then there's a direct line, 530-876-3222. Folks, if you want to call in and you want to report on something or comment on something I'm reporting to, please feel free to call in. All right? Alright, we're moving on. Another one by Lancifer. Lancifer, we love ya! But this is a beauty too. This is the one about the BBC being afraid of the revolution. Ron Paul revolution, to be quite certain, folks. This is a good article. Yeah, check this one out, folks. It says even the BBC is afraid of the revolution, it seems. Yeah. Yeah, they are. Because the BBC is a corrupt organization, in my opinion. And when they see something like this happen, it scares the hell out of them. It scares the hell out of them. And if you don't believe me, click in. Click in to Mad Dog's posts. I posted some pictures up there of their website. I wanted people to see exactly what these globalists are trying to do. Okay? I mean, they don't even mention Ron Paul. They keep him out of the media, and they don't even hold polls on him anymore. And, yeah, folks, turn off the BBC. If it's on your website, get rid of it. If you see it on another website, tell people to take it off. They stink. This BBC should be turned into a really small nothing, because they have nothing to say that has any validity that I've seen. And I've been reading their posts for a while. Everything is spun. They're notorious for it, folks. They stink. All right. We're going on. What a beautiful website. All right, that's by Mad Dog. Lance, we're going to leave a couple posts up there, but we're going down to the next one. This is basically another post by me. It's talking about a beautiful website. It's something that I really think you ought to take a look at, or I wouldn't have posted it. And the reason I say you ought to take a look at it, because it talks of the law of one, and it's the law of one community.com. And, you know, I got a lot of my education, spiritual education, from the Law of One, which was brought out by Carla Ruckert. And it was an eye-opener, and it sent me on my journey along with many other wonderful, wonderful books and information. And the Law of One community is just a fabulous website with lots of information. So check it out. I think you'll really like it. Moving on. All right. Now this is one, I heard this the other night. Dr. Campanella, or Nevin, read this on the TNT board Friday. And since it's next in the list, I figure I'll read it again. Of course, I wrote it, so why not? I like what I wrote. I like what I write, or I wouldn't write it. So let me just read this to you. It's a quick little jaunt. It says, it's called the practice to deceive. And it says, when we first learn this practice of deception, it is of unknown consequence and therefore without wisdom. Thus we tried it, and so sweet it was. All of a sudden we could twist the truth to be what we wanted it to be. How powerful we felt. It was a dandy of a communication plug, which we now had in our newly formed arsenal during our journeys. But interestingly enough, truth is never hiding. It may be hidden at times. It says we have now grown up to be adult souls, responsible and powerful, loving in all ways, for it is our power to go beyond the veil that sings, "United we stand as one." We are one. You know, I love the totality of that phrase and its simple meaning. We are one. It's not I am one. It's not you are one. It's not one is one. It's not two is one. So we are one. Throughout the ages, we found our earthly playground had slowed our energy down to accommodate our physical aspirations. We lost touch with our knowledge to go play in the unknown, to see firsthand what it meant to be of less than impeccable integrity, the consequences of which would unfold slowly in a way we could work with physically to grasp the lessons of processing this new practice, which is weaving the truth, right, folks? That's why we're here, to experience. And in order to experience, there needs to be a little friction dynamic, and it's weaving the truth. And that's what we decided to do in this jaunt here in 3D, and I think we're doing remarkably well. Look at the world today, folks. People call me up crying, wondering, emails, telling me, oh, gee, this, that, should I move? Or is this right? Oh, is this going to happen? You know, I got to tell you. It's all going to happen or none of it's going to happen. Does it really matter? I mean, is it really going to make a difference as to why you came here? You know, to me, it's about the joy we bring and in the communication we give others and that love that we bring to everything we do. You come from the heart, the information isn't so important. If you're a heartfelt person, the information isn't so important. So try to get out of your minds a little bit and a little bit more into your hearts. That's what we need today, and it's the only thing that's going to turn things around. It says, most upon the playground and Center for Higher Learning have begun to grow with new understandings that somehow life is best served with truth. They are wiser from the lessons and are eager to move beyond the veil. They are rising to the frequency of Mother Earth, who embraces them all and will share with them the magic of her being. We're living beings of light that have grown up and will soon behold to the magic of our own majesty. A time of miracles is upon us, and we can dance. Gaia chose to be a place of soul development and joy. She's a permanent place of power, joy, and love. So I was hoping people would celebrate not only their own Christmases, but this entire Christed Mass awakening of the earth. And send her your love. She deserves it. She's taking you with her, folks. We're all along for the ride if we want to be, and I think that's a first time. Service, you know, I went on to say something about service to self. And service to self is quite self-explanatory, folks. It's putting on your child's oxygen mask after years in an airplane emergency. You know, I'll never get that. I never will. It seems to be the mentality of many of our agencies, government agencies, communication agencies, traveling agencies. I don't believe it. You know, it's not looking after yourself and then somebody else after. I think you look after yourself by looking after others. You know, it's really putting others ahead first before yourself. Don't confuse the issue, folks. People always think, oh, I got to take care of myself first, or it just won't work. Nothing will come about. I'll tell you, go to AA. Go to AA. Find somebody who's been on drugs, and you'll find that usually those people don't take drugs if they're out there helping people not to take drugs. These people that have abuses and have habits, they actually find the best way to solve their habits is by helping others. Whoa! Ha! So it comes right back full circle. Service to other does not mean service to self first. Means service to other. And in serving others, you serve yourself. Now, it doesn't mean you can ignore yourself and go off on a tirade and just think, oh, you know, as long as I'm Mother Teresa, everything's going to work out fine. You're here for a reason. And it's all got to work in balance and harmony. So, I go on to say that, you know, thinking about yourself, putting yourself first, doesn't harmonize. It separates. Think on it. Think, how could we are one with the mentality of putting yourself first do anything less than separate? Okay. I say our growth has shown us the beauty in our individuality, the joy in our diversity, and the love in our celebration of this infinite variety of choice, glorifying creation and unifying it beyond ourself and into the realm of service to other. I trespass not against you, but I will witness to you in your truth. However, when your truth robs me of mine, I have much to learn. And then it has a link to a few other a book we call the Bible to Self-Awareness. It was really a book that my twin brother and I wrote on our journey. And if you like little snippets, sound bites, and things that might help you along your journey, it's a good resource for you. All right. Perfection and innocence. I wrote that afterwards, and I basically talked a little about perfection is not in the rigidity and absoluteness necessary to define it, a finish something, but rather the allowing of free will to create in harmony that unfinished everything. Remember, folks, we're never finished. There is no end of the road. There is no finality to this, folks. So perfection to me always has a very final quality. People make it into something finite. And really, perfection isn't finite. It's infinite. And if it's infinite, it has to deal with the unfinished everything, doesn't it? Because everything is constantly in flux and in movement. I go on to say we are perfect, so relax. You don't need those things that adorn your person. You know, people are watching the boob tube, buying everything they can, and they don't realize they're just buying stuff from a society that's run amok to be a part of it. They want to be a part of this. That's the amazing part. They're going nuts buying all this crap from people that are just selling them an idea, and they feel they got to follow it, and they're spending money to do it, and it's convoluted. Don't get me wrong, folks. I mean, I believe in picking up Christmas presents and giving and the beauty of that, this Christmas spirit. But I also believe that people should be wrapping their hearts a little bit. Maybe even some old gifts, long forgotten, never used, and putting them back under the Christmas tree. You know, it's not the gift. It's not the gift. It's the love that comes with the gift. After all this time spent at BBS Radio, many of you should be quite well aware of that by now. I said, when people stop buying cheap goods produced by cheap foreign labor and begin to appreciate the things they have right now, when people start to realize what murderous corruption in our government may mean to our future Christmases, when we stand up together proud to be of the human race, a voice that would not go quietly but proudly as one to restore compassion and wisdom to everything we are and all that we can accomplish together, we will be innocent again. Isn't that perfection? I think it is. I think perfection is remembering the love we have for one another and living it. Can't get more perfect than that, folks. All right. Merry Christmas, by the way. We have another article. It was actually on a cocaine jet that crashed in Mexico. You know, there's been a lot of stories about this one. And I know that this is just a continuation on that CIA, NSA, Homeland Security Department's drug running operations. You got to remember, Homeland Security was put together to really put all the criminal activities, money, monetary activities under one idiot's thumb, and then to centralize that and allow it then to be processed and streamlined and convoluted in the way that these sick, whacked out pedophiles enjoy. Well, I'm not going for it. I'm not going for it. You know, these guys have shown me their colors. They can go, you know, if they want to fly 20 tons of cocaine all around the country, infecting our children and using tax money to do it and then trying to cover it up. No, I got to tell you, folks, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with a plane that can be directly linked back to our government and various sources in our government. I have a problem with 9/11 being directly linked back to our government. I have a problem with most of the terrorism being linked right back to our government, folks. Most! That's what I got a problem with. All right, we're moving on. Famed NASA astronaut confirms extraterrestrials are here. You know, folks, good article. This is a good article. And I'm hoping I'm not talking too loud here in this microphone. I'm just, trying to keep my excitement levels down, but it's not always easy. I apologize for that. I'm excitable. Ask my wife. All right. Folks, you know, this article is an excellent article because, again, it shows you how far your government is willing to go to give you scrappings and to then come out of the closet and say, oh, yeah, well, we might release a little information. Oh, yeah. But when the truth all along is they have a lot of our technology that's supposed to be free, They've been absconding with it. They haven't been telling the truth. And they're trying to pull a booger on you, folks. And it looks like that booger might be in the planning, considering they're trying to cover up many of these large space objects that can now be photographed, at least the shells of them, in outer space. Now, are they really... Come on, folks. Is our government really going to try to stage a big UFO invasion? Hey, I got to tell you, hard to say. I mean, they are pedophiles. You can't get much more whacked than that. They're insane. Expect what they won't do. They probably will. These guys are nuttier than fruit owls. The reason this article is so good is because it really goes into much of the information and discussion on the validity behind these UFOs. Folks, I have a mother-in-law. She works, I'm not going to say it, I don't want to jeopardize her position, but works in this sort of a field. And interesting topics and what's being told to me. If you don't believe it by now, hey, go ahead, deny it. It's up to you. Doesn't matter to me. They're here. They're here. All right. And folks, I have a lot of personal, personal knowledge and about that. So, I mean, to me, it's a fact, and the proof is there, and we have the facts. But again, if people want to go on denying that the UFOs and extraterrestrials are not here, well, that's up to them. They're just, they probably know. They just can't live with the idea, and maybe that's why they're denying it. There are a few that actually really don't know, but they're the one, they all have open minds. I mean, I haven't met too many people nowadays say, no, no way. Or, no, that just couldn't be. And totally wipe their worldview from their mind. That's just not happening anymore. People are open to it, receptive, and either they really don't give a darn, or they think it's the greatest thing in the, that's happening, so. But there's very few people that'll say, no, I don't believe it anymore. Except for a few debunkers. And folks, if you guys really want to have a fun project, why not get all the debunkers, the debunker magazines, Popular Mechanics, Popular Science, and many of the writers and reporters that have always stated that the conspiracy theorists are idiots and none of this is going on. You ought to have a good list. We ought to put a blacklist stating these are the people that will regularly lie for money. They're going to lie for money. Beware. Don't publish what they write. They stink. They stink up the place. They're liars. So if anybody wants a project and wants to put something like that together, we'd be more than happy to headline it massively. Okay? Because I think it's time to start bringing out these debunkers who've just been lying for money and putting them in front of the stage. You know? All right. Great article to pass around. This was by TNT, Mad Dog, which, of course, is me again. Neocons, Double Smear, Ron Paul, and the AFP. Now, my hats really are off to the American Free Press for this. Really are. I mean, one of the finest websites, and I'm a proponent of it because I think they're great. Okay? That's the AmericanFreePress.net. I think they put out some fabulous articles, and I think you really shouldn't be missing them. This one talks a little about Zionist Michael Medved tries to ruin this populist newspaper and tech, this rep. And it goes on about the open letter and what's being talked about in the letter. He basically talks a little bit about... the lies that have been perpetrated and that people should spend a little more time following the truth. And because the truth is with Ron Paul and he's proving it, and many, many of these fabrications and lies that are being spun are really that. The fabrications and lies, and some of these people just won't take it anymore. And they're going to call you on it. And American Free Press is one of those companies that's going to call you on it. So if there are people out there that love the lie and spend a little time spreading disease, well, that's one good company that seems to be setting people straight. American Free Press, we love you. Thank you. All right, we're going on. right, where are we? Okay. Italian says 9/11 solved. Yeah. Yeah. It's been solved, folks. 9/11 is solved. You just got to bring out Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld. You got to bring out Bush Sr., and various members of the Homeland Security Department, and, of course, a few of the others that are in your Pentagon, and bring them out to stage, and, bring them out on stage, and then present the truth to them, because the facts are there. The problem is they're hiding. They're hiding. They're hiding around the lies. They're not going to get together. They're not going to get together and truly try to solve or truly try to bring the proof that 9/11 has been solved out to the ears and the viewers of the various media networks. They're just not going to do it. They're going to continue the lies and dancing around the bull and hoping that it's going to go away. But 9/11 was the biggest wake-up call for humanity. It proved what all of us have been trying to say. They want to kill you. Your government's involved, and they should be shut down. Okay? This government really should be shut down because they're doing nothing but ruining and stinking up the place and ruining everything. 9/11 is just your big eye-opener. And people throughout the world, news media agencies, reporters, engage in conspiracy theory information. They put it all together. This has been all put together, folks! There's no mystery here. If you're still trying to figure out what really happened, then, ouch! We know what happened. And there's enough proof on the internet to show that factually. It still burns me that they right now are sitting at the top of the most powerful nation in the world, and they've been killing you all along, and they're still there, still killing you. I gotta tell you, It's a mind blower for me, because if I was 20 foot taller and about 800 pounds heavier, I'd walk right into the White House myself and bring them all out before you, the stage, show you. But I'm just not that big and I'm not that heavy yet. But sooner or later, we're going to keep spilling the beans until something gets done about this corruption. All right. It goes on to talk a little bit about, what this individual had to say about 9/11, and a few little quotes and what he feels is the truth. Folks, good little article. But if you really want to get 9/11, the facts behind 9/11, it's all over the internet. Don't confuse yourself and tell people, oh, nobody really knows what's going on. They need to do an parliamentary independent investigation. Now, I don't even write these idiots anymore. They've been bought and paid for. They ignore it. They send you the standard replies, and they'll do exactly the opposite every time. So they're non-existent to me at this point. I mean, of course, the reason I won't correspond and send them a bunch of emails anymore, because they ignore it anyways. They don't really give a damn anymore. And they're at the point where they're apathetic, and they must be removed. Ron Paul, we love you. We're going to back you, and we're going to help you remove this scum from our government. All right. Next article. Victims on Trial, the Everyday Business of Courts. Great article. It's one that I posted. You know, I'll tell you, if you guys don't know the everyday business of courts yet, you don't want to. Because these guys are like the little gods sitting in their black robes, thinking that they can pretty much... Remember, folks, there's two sets of people out here. They're the ones that have to go before the judge, and then there's those that don't. Okay? And the judge, in his little wig, or they should have wigs still because it really shows off their complexion, and their little black robes and their high and mighty crap, and they're, and many of them have become so horrendously sick. Sick's a word I like to use, even though it might not fit here, but when you start destroying people's lives and you start treating people differently based on your whim, on who you think you are and who your ego is, then you start to get a lot of the magistrates we have today. You get a bunch of people that feel that they are the law, and that somehow a corrupt regime and our Constitution has instilled with them the power to do as they please. Wrong! That's wrong! They don't have that power. The power that they're taking right now is theft. They've absconded with it, and it's power that they never had to begin with and was never given to them. Not this kind of power, folks. So, before you go into a court, remember that. Two kinds of people. Those who have to go before the court magistrates, and those who don't. And if you do, you'll get the flavor of what I'm talking about, folks. Many people do. Beware. You don't want to get into their system. They'll have a day with you. All right. We're going on. Big Oil Profits and Plunder by Ralph Nader. Now, this is an article by Zany Mystic. Zany, I got to tell you, he posts some beauties. And this is another beauty. This basically talks about, well, many people throughout the world are having a very difficult time this Christmas. These oil companies, hell, they're making so much money that it's unconscionable. And they're making it all while everybody else is getting broker. Well, and while people are getting madder and madder and madder, think on this, folks. Your whole society really now is waking up. They know people are waking up to their corruption. It's hitting them from all ends, and yet they're making more. More. How's that suit you? They're making more now. Kind of a mind blower, isn't it? More bonuses, more retirement packages, more options, more money, more Boy, you know, folks, these oil companies, and I've been in the oil business. I know it firsthand. I spent years in it. We did well after well after well. I am very knowledgeable about the corruption throughout the oil business. Folks, it's way beyond what even you can imagine. So don't even try. I mean, I've had these companies out on our fields. And I've drilled good wells where people would tell us, oh, it didn't work, and then later somebody would go in and buy these areas. I've been around this corruption. I'm glad I'm out of it, folks. Because it's a dangerous and sick world. It's all about money. So if that intrigues you, c'est la vie. Okay, we're going on. We're going to go on to an interesting evening of self-discovery. Now, this is another one I posted. And, this is quite an article. Folks, Winfrey is working with some very beautiful people. Winfrey has the Winfrey conference call on Mondays. Monday evening, station 2. And he also does a show with me, co-hosts it on Saturdays, and the Don and Wynn show, and often enough he brings on various people on these shows, and this particular person is extraordinary. I read this channeling spirit voice by this individual. And believe me, I did post it here. I really think you should read it. I'm not going to read it for you because I want you to get the flavor of it. Read it in your own time. And just pick it out. Amazing. You know, I haven't really truly enjoyed many of the channelings he's brought me lately. But this is stellar. Stellar. So, all right. We're going to move on, I think. All right, here we go. Gina Satole. Now, Gina does a program with us, These Are the Days. In fact, you'll be hearing her program today. The program today is pre-recorded, but it's an original pre-recording. So she's going to be doing These Are the Days. It's right before Winfrey's live conference call on Station 2. So don't miss it. I think it's going to be excellent. She writes a message of peace, and she wants to invite you to her radio program today. I think you're really going to like it, folks. I have a copy of it, and we will be running it, and I was impressed with it. So really, it includes a meditation and a prayer for peace, and a Christmas story and song. So if you want to sit back with your family, your loved ones, and you want to tune in to something light and beautiful and meditative, tune in. These Are the Days. Okay? It'll be just before 7 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, Station 2. All right, folks. I know we're coming up to the end of our time. We've only got a couple minutes left. I wish you would have given somebody would have given me a call, but maybe there's not many of you out there here on a Christmas, the day before Christmas. But again, it'll be in the archives sometime in the near future. So if you missed today's show, be sure and grab it from the archive. And tune in again. I'm going to be back every other week. I didn't want to do Tuesday because we do have an opening at Tuesday at 1 o'clock that we want to fill for the TNT hour, but I didn't want to do one a week. I'm not a great radio person, folks. I have a co-host. I do the Donna Wynn Show on Saturdays. I'll just get on this damn air and I'll scream. I mean, I'll go nuts. Half the time I'm enraged, and the other half the time I'm in so much love, and it seems to be a happy fit. Because I'm excited. I'm excited for the future of you, me, and humanity. And we're all here to wake each other up. So let's wake each other up. You know, let's not hold our punches anymore. Let's be as honest and truthful as we can with each other, and let's go out there and tell our neighbor what's going on. Let's have him over for dinner. Hey, would you like to come by for dinner? You know, I just want to know how you felt about how things are going. Maybe perk up their interest. Tell them about Ron Paul. Tell them what's going on. Tell them to tell their coworkers, neighbors, and friends. Look, this is something we can do together, and it involves all of us, our neighbors, our friends, our coworkers, our family. So get out there, and let's make some waves. We got 30 seconds left. I just wanted to thank you once again for joining me, everyone. I wish you all a happy season, holiday season, a very Merry Christmas. Know we love you at BBS Radio. Don't allow my anger to change your happy Christmas. Just know that I am passionate about the things I talk about. And I just want people to be as passionate as I am about humanity, humanity's future, and doing what it takes to solve the problems of today with heart. I love you. And we thank you, Don Nikoloff, for the fantastic new theme music, which will be played before every TNT hour. I'm going to play a little of it again now, just so you get a little bit more of the flavor of this fantastic track called Defunk. Again, that's by Don Nikoloff. He does the TNT Hour on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. And he also does Evident Footprints every evening on Station 1 at 10 p.m. So tune into his program. Don't miss it. Here it is once again, Defunk. Happy Christmas.